I want to welcome everyone to this first segment of The Pledge. In this weekly segment, we'll go ahead and share some insights, ideas, stories, reflections on our experiences in the Civility Pledge. This week, I'll start us off with a little bit of an introduction, but hope, Emir Hashem, to be able to use this platform to allow others to share their experiences as well. On the second day of Shavuos, in our Kila, in our shul, we introduce the Civility Pledge. And the Civility Pledge is exactly as it sounds, a pledge to try to reintroduce a bit more kindness, civility, compassion, empathy, thoughtfulness in our homes, in our families, in our community, and maybe slowly but surely back into greater society as well. You know, I got a call from a good friend of mine yesterday who said, Shmuel, what is happening in your congregation? It must be crazy. It must be like the Wild West over there, that you have to paper such basic interpersonal behaviors to regulate what's going on. It must be terrible. I'm so sorry. I said to my dear friend, I said, no, everything is great. The shul's going great. People are wonderful. Everything is fantastic. I said, the Civility Pledge wasn't really a reaction to what we see happening within our congregation, but I think it's a reaction to what many of us see happening in the world around us, whether it's what we see in the political arena, whether it's what we see on social media. And the truth is, generally, we've become a society that has been so overrun by violence. And not that a Civility Pledge is going to go ahead and tackle the great issues of societal violence, but I think we feel an incredible and overwhelming need to reintroduce some greater level of civility, of kindness, as I said before, compassion, empathy, in whatever way that we can. You know, often we think that just because we can't change the world, we can't change anything. But that's not true. You might not be able to change the world at first, but I could change myself, and I could change my family, and I could change my community. And slowly but surely, if everyone becomes their agent of change in their little corner, in their little slice of life, those agents combine together to create a tidal wave of change in ways that we never even saw coming, in ways that we never even anticipated. And that's the goal. The goal is just to be able to introduce a bit more kindness, a bit more civility into our day-to-day lives, and hope that over time, we can move the needle on greater society as well. So I'll share with you just a short insight. The Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto, in his opening chapter of Mesilas Yesharim, Path of the Just, asks a very simple question. He says, a person has to ask themselves one question each and every day. Machovaso ba'olamo. What is my obligation in this world? And it's such a fascinating question because at the end of the day, we often ask ourselves plenty of questions. What do I want to do when I grow up? Where do I want to go on vacation? What do I want to eat for dinner? But the Ramchal says those are all important questions. But the most fundamental, machovaso ba'olamo. What is my obligation in this world? And the Ramchal answers it, and he says, the core obligation of each and every Jew is to serve Hashem, is to serve God. And I think when we hear this answer, we often assume that the Ramchal is referring to the service of God really as captured in the mitzvos bein adam lemakom, in the mitzvos, in the commandments which regulate our relationship with Hashem, keeping Shabbos, wearing tefillin, basic keeping kosher. These are mitzvos that regulate, that frame our relationship with Hashem. So we hear the Ramchal says, what's my obligation in this world to serve Hashem? Oh, that refers to the mitzvos bein adam lemakom. But the truth is, I think on a deeper level, the Ramchal is expressing something dramatically additional as well. Which is, if you think about Hashem, think about God, what is God at His core? God at His core is a Baal Chesed. And God is the consummate Baal Chesed. Hashem is the greatest and most benevolent conveyor and purveyor of kindness. Each and every day Hashem performs acts of kindness with us. He causes the sun to rise in the morning. He causes the rain to fall. He makes sure that there's food. He makes sure that our hearts continue to beat, that our eyes are able to see, and that our ears are able to hear. Everything about Hashem is chesed. Everything about Hashem is kindness. And you know, Chazal say, our job is to engage in divine emulation. Mahu afato. Whatever God does, if God does it, it's got to be good. So therefore, I should try to emulate that as well. And it turns out that Hashem in His essence is a Baal Chesed. is an entity who is totally rooted and focused on kindness, giving and doing for the other. And as such, in our quest for divine emulation, we have to try to become Ba'alei Chesed, kinder, more empathic, compassionate, and civil people as well. So when the Ramchal says, Machol Vaso Ba'olamo, what is my obligation in this world? And he answers, to serve Hashem. No, it's not just referring to the mitzvos which regulate our relationship with God, but it's talking about becoming Ba'alei Chesed, kinder people, more civil people as well. That's the most basic core obligation of each and every Jew. And it's that obligation that we're trying to refine, that obligation that we're trying to bolster, that obligation that we are trying to honor. So it is an incredible privilege to embark on this journey and this adventure with all of you. How it's going to take form, how it's going to unfold, and where it's going to end up, that none of us know. But I know one thing for sure, which is by undertaking this pledge, and by undertaking this commitment, one guaranteed outcome is we will become better people. And if each of us becomes just a little bit better, a little bit holier, a little bit more civil, then there is no telling the change that we can impact all around us. Thank you again for being part of this initiative. Thank you for signing on to the pledge. And I look forward, Amir Sashem, to the journey ahead. Have a wonderful day.